Right? That was good. Didn't want the hat size, but then want the belt and the shoes. So.
Well, belt, I think they'd rather put a vest on you. Adjust. Oh,
that makes sense. I will see you at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I gotta wash that quiche down this summer.
And we'll leave friendly amendment.
We have a second and wait a minute. Where did you put the addition on?
Based on Division of Parks and Wildlife's recommendations that grizzly or bear-resistant trash receptacles and noxious weeds be controlled. I didn't see those in the conditions. They may already be there, but that would be the two additions.
And finding the back.
That's what I was going to add.
Thank you.
Yeah. But for the record, his motion includes number 11, so that's not a friendly amendment. It's just, it is what it is.
I was just going to add, find it back.
Perfect.
And I would accept that friendly.
Fine, thank you. Any discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed, say no. Chair votes yes. Moving forward, the chair will now entertain a motion on the utility easement vacation.
I'll make a motion to approve PL 17-134 vacation of the utility easement with findings of fact 1 and conditions 1 and 2.
Second that one too.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
A second.
Second, okay. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor of the motion signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed, say no. Chair votes yes. We are done.
Thank you, commissioners. Thanks, Chris.
Enjoy the garage.
Now,
are you talking to us or talking to him? Thanks, Chris. Do we have an issue?
No, I actually just asked about the trail seasons. And there are some of the stagecoach lots that have rear and side trail seasons on them. But looking back, studying those in the past, it is really unclear as far as the dedication and acceptance language who actually owns them. And other than the planning, that's about the extent of the description.
Got it.
So the county's taken a position in the past that when the lot line disappears, so does the trail.
Makes sense. Okay. Administrator's report.
Not much. Let's see. On the 21st, I have a special meeting in front of you for the levy advance. They're asking for it. Temporary workforce housing. So they'll be back in front of us. Let's see. On January 4th and the 18th, nothing showing up on the calendar, but the governor one of those 2 days, so they'll be in front of us for basically the provision of their special use permit.
That'd have to be the, can't be the 4th, though, can it?
4th and 18th.
No, but the 30 days is. But wouldn't you know? Oh.
Something's
weird. Okay, never mind. Got it.
I don't know. Is it, Chad, is it, did you say the 21st? There is a meeting?
Yes, there is.
Of December?
Yes.
Pardon me?
Bah humbug.
Bah humbug, is that?
Are you guys going on the mine tour?
No.
I have a friend who's worked at the mine. She said if you get invited on a mine tour, take it.
I'm going.
She said it's really. Try to go.
My grandson's been on and I'm irritated because he got on and I haven't gotten
yet.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Cool. Are you done?
Yes. We can say we're just an hour and remind everybody to be here Wednesday at 8 o'clock.
Yep.
8 a.m.
right in the parking lot.
Any other comments, or otherwise the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Perfect. Is there a second? That might be a record of some type, huh?
Any discussion?
It was.
6:09.
Good job, Steve.
Will the line bust me if I lied about my belt size?
Maybe.
Good evening, commissioners. Our wife, Ann Schaefer, and I have filed the application to consolidate the three lots, 133, 134, and 135, to create a single lot for the purposes of constructing a detached garage. Lot 134, which is 22511 Cheyenne Trail, does have a residence and a single-car garage. With the drive coming up off of Cheyenne Trail. And then off of that drive is a gravel drive accessing lot 135. So we would use the common drive for both lots. We do have sign off of vacating the interior easements from Yampa Valley Electric, Morrison Sanitation, Century Link. And we do have sign off from the Stagecoach Property Owners Association, SPOA, for vacating the trail easements within the interior lots. So pretty much simple. Wraps it up, and we appreciate the commission's consideration.
Chris, any comments? You mentioned, which I thought made some sense, there may be two motions, but there's really only one activity, one petition, right?
That's exactly right.
Okay. Any questions for either? Oh. Anyone from the public choose to comment? I'm closing the public portion. Any questions for either the petitioner or staff? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion on the consolidation of lots 133, 134, 135.
Move to approve
Activity number PL 17-134 with conditions 1 through 10 as outlined in staff's recommendations, with the addition of the conditions that the applicant control noxious weeds and utilize fire-resistant trash receptacles.
Hot mic, don't say anything.
So this is against the rules to go up and move the clock forward.
Oh yeah, doesn't surprise me.
Actually, the place looked great. Really, really neat. Well kept.
We'll go by this clock then.
No vehicles. Did you do good work? Good work.
It's 6 o'clock it's somewhere.
Yeah. It's true.
See, he said.
Pretty close.
I didn't finish this.
Go for it.
You even have 8 seconds to.
Go for it.
Yeah. The first one.
You could have one here.
It's cold now. There's.
Well, unless somebody comes.
Well,
neighbor,
yeah.
Neighbor was
8 degrees.
Come in before, so maybe.
My Jeep doesn't like start. It's really cold out there.
Well, ooh, that's not good.
But I'm surprised he hasn't.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I don't have a problem with it otherwise.
I know.
When it gets really cold, she doesn't like.
Yeah, we got a few conditions. Yeah, it was the board. Well, you should have gotten a discount.
That's what that was.
Ooh. One way to do it.
Sarah, are you ready?
Yep.
Good. Good evening. I'd like to call to order the December 7th Routt County Planning Commission meeting. For the record, I'm not even do that. A couple of comments, yes. Number one, the petitioner, if you could, because this is recorded, the only way it works is if you're at the microphone, and we're not there yet. This is just a kind of general announcement. Cell phones, please. Silence. And the sign-up sheet is gone? Out?
No, it's not.
Okay. There'll be a sign-up sheet for you to sign at.
Okay.
Although I guess we really don't need to do that. Okay. Sarah, would you be so kind as to call the roll?
Steve Warnke.
Yes.
Brian Rowell.
Here.
Andrew Benjamin. Troy Berkshire, John Merrill.
Here.
Paul Adair.
Here.
Dolores.
Here.
Carl Fuller. Peter Flint.
Here.
Gregory Marshall.
Here.
Jeff Hess.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. First order of business. Again, this seems redundant, but I'm going to do it anyway. If there's anyone that wishes to address the commission on any matters that are not on the agenda this evening, now would be the time to do so. Seeing none. We'll move on to the approval of the minutes of October 19th.
I'll make a motion to approve the October 19th minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any corrections or anything? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the October 19th minutes, please signify by saying yes.
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 Opposed? Say no. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda. What happened to my... never mind. Activity PL-17-134. Is it Schaefer?
Schaefer.
Perfect. Fisher lot consolidation. Mr. Fisher, though. Mr. Fisher, would you do you have brief comments for the commission? Is now be the time to do so?